Order.
Everybody that's read this report, any reasonable New Zealander, sir, will see that he was not vindicated. He was implicated. He was implicated right up to his eyeballs, sir. This was a shonky deal, and Mr. Key is donkey deep in a shonky deal.
Opposition leader David Shearer leading off the first general debate of the year with the topic of the day, the Deputy Auditor-General's report on the government's dealings with Sky City over the development of a new convention centre in return for more pokie machines and an extension of their casino licence. Although the opposition's target throughout question time had been the Prime Minister, the government's response in the general debate was led by its Economic Development Minister, Stephen Joyce.
It's all rubbish, Mr. Speaker. Firstly, the Auditor-General made it clear is that there's nothing at all to suggest the final decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by any inappropriate consideration.
Opposition claims that Sky City had been offered a special deal were rejected by John Key.
I told them myself, think creatively and see what deal you can come up with.
But Mr. Shearer complained that the Prime Minister had not answered his question.
No, look, I'm sorry, but I have been very patient, but the question I asked was, did his Chief of Staff ask or offer Sky City regulatory relief? It's simple.
Well, I think the Prime Minister certainly moved to the extent of saying that he himself offered regulatory relief. It would be helpful. Order! Order! I'm trying to rule on...
In his most torrid question time so far, the Speaker, David Carter, got into a stoush with Greens co-leader Materia Toure over the tabling of a radio interview transcript.
We are not tabling transcripts from radio interviews. They are freely available to members if members want to search it. Yes, they are. Is the member disputing my ruling? Because my patience is getting particularly thin today.
Point of order, sir.
Is the member disputing my ruling?
No, point of order, sir. Point of order, sir.
Is the member about to dispute my ruling?
No, point of order, sir.
Then I will hear the point of order.
Materia Toure said the transcript was not publicly available.
The member now is disputing my ruling, and if she continues to do that, I will ask the member to leave the house. Otherwise, we will be having somebody with early showers.
It didn't come to that, and after further submissions from Labor's Chief Whip, Chris Hipkins, the Speaker agreed to think again about radio transcripts. But he then drew howls of protest from the opposition when he refused to make Education Minister Hekia Parata confirm that she had assured a Christchurch intermediate school that it would remain open for the next 2 years.
My job is to make sure that the question is answered to the best of that minister's ability.
Meanwhile, in the committee rooms, there were more submissions on proposed charter schools legislation, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The conclusion of a submission from Te Huarahi Māori Mutuhaki couldn't have been in more contrast to some strong words directed to National MPs from Post-Primary Teachers Association President Angela Roberts.
School communities will be watching what you do, and they won't be impressed if they see their elected representatives taking money out of public schools.
Money that Ms. Roberts said would go instead to partnership schools.
Charter school operators seek to line their own pockets by shifting funding from instruction to management and administration. The public will want to see the credit card statements, and they will want to know what these untrained and unqualified charter school operators are paying themselves.
PPTA President Angela Roberts. Another submission came from Victoria University Students Association Education Officer Gemma Swan.
We believe that graduates will not receive fair employment opportunities in charter schools. Our students are already in a competitive pool in regard to graduate job selection and usually are not chosen over teachers with experience. Furthermore, so little jobs in the market as it is, graduates may be treated poorly because of their experience and given extra responsibility, which then has a major impact on their wellbeing.
Ms. Swan said this would impact on school children too.
The teacher's work life will take its toll in the classroom and have a strongly negative effect on learning. Charter schools lower the educational conditions for everyone. This is exploitation to our young graduates, we believe, and the conditions in which they work. And we cannot have beginning teachers burn out after 2 years in their first job.
Victoria University Students Association Education Officer Gemma Swan, making a submission on the Education Amendment Bill, the framework for partnership or charter schools.
That report from Reece Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.